doing so.
And now, obviously, this is such a big year for you, the contract year, and you had such high goals. Is any part of this, even though there's time left, feel like a season loss because of what you've been dealing with every week?
No, not at all. We still got five more games to go. So, like I said, you know, I just got to stay focused and take it a game at a time.
Where are your playoff hopes right now for this team?
You know, as a team, I don't think we kind of look too far ahead of ourselves. We take it a game at a time. You know, Baltimore is what's on the radar right now, and that's the most important game of the year because it's the next one, and we got to win that game. So. I'm going to do everything I can to be able to help my team win.
Health aside, how do you think this year has gone for you? I mean, you got in the sack helm again last week, so you got five of them now. I mean, things. How do you think you've played so far to this point?
So far, so good. You know, as a player, we always say that we always have that room to improve. You know, there's always room for improvement. So I never get content or anything, you know. I just work every day just to be better, and that's what my focus is on.
What's been the hardest part of kind of being bitten by the injury bug this season for you? Is it just mentally knowing that you're capable of so much more, or how would you describe it?
It's a little bit of everything, but I think the hardest part is, you know, just being at home. On the couch and watching my boys going out to battle, and I'm not able to help. But, you know, all that said, I'm glad to be back, and I'm just looking forward to the game this week.
What do you think Dwight Freeney means to this defense? What can he add to this defense?
That's an elite pass rusher, you know. I'm just so excited that we got him. He definitely does bring the veteran presence. And I'll definitely, you know, learn a few things from him. Maybe you're going to see me spinning sooner or later.
Do you think he might make your job a bit easier, maybe taking away attention from the line?
I hope he does.
when you were first learning the game, did you watch Dwight at all? I mean, was that a guy that ever came across your, you know, viewing?
Yeah, as a defensive end, if you don't know who he is, then you are way behind, you know. When they say the spin, if you Google spin move, you might see Dwight Freeney, so that's a good thing.
What was the first thing you said to him when you saw him in the locker room?
I was just so happy. I was like, hey, man, I'm happy to have you here. And he said he's happy to be here, too, so that was a good introduction.
Does it surprise you that he's still doing it age 37 like he is?
No, it doesn't surprise me. He knows how to take care of his body, you know. I spoke to him a little bit during practice today, and he was telling me, you know, what he does to take care of his body. And I'm just overall happy to be to have him here with us.
Is that something you think you can maybe learn from a little bit, just how he's taking care of his body throughout the years?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I got a long way to go, but I'll do what I can.
That's old, isn't it? 37?
It is.
Really old.
It is old, but when you see him on the field, it don't look that old. Yeah, so
how's
good.
Your spin move, by the way? Huh? How's your spin move?
I might throw one in the Baltimore game, so we'll see.
In all seriousness, when you were running the game at BYU, did you watch this?
Thank you.
Like, did you try to do that?
No. Never watched anybody in the league when I was at BYU. I think we only watched the Steelers because that was what the defense that BYU learned was from the Steelers. So that was the only thing that I really learned from college. So.